Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into hour number two, wide open phones today. Don't have any guests joining us. Just taking your calls. I'm coming to you actually from Minnesota, right outside Minneapolis, St. Paul, the little hamlet of Burnsville. And the toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, I'm going to get into what the Patriot Act 2 really does and the expansion of Patriot Act 2. They're trying to pass it right now through secret committee in the Senate. Very, very serious. Also, flying the Mexican flag in more and more towns above the American flag, or not even flying the American flag, and at government buildings. And I want to get into just so much that is so important. Plus, I'll do a little review of Star Wars I saw last night. I really thought Lucas dropped the ball again, as usual, with his little New Age production. Again, I think the film overall, it does show government-sponsored terrorism. You're either with me or against me. And so by drawing parallels, we can wake some young people up and Star Wars geeks up. But, man, it wasn't a very good film, I have to tell you. I mean, I'll give you my review later. Right now, let's go to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, good to hear from you, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, God bless you, Alex. I hope everything's fine for you.
It's going great, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, hopefully it'll go better. We just want to give out a little information, and I want to thank you for giving me a little advice a year or two ago about a pilot's perspective on 911. And, you know, I deal with air freight and trucking, you know, airplanes, classic cars, all this kind of stuff, motorcycles and everything. Well, not one pilot that I have found actually believes that those planes were... You know, in other words, they can't imagine how someone would fly them into a building. And then again, you've got these Muslims that would actually get out of a Cessna and climb into a 757.
Well, actually, Muhammad Atta, when he was creating his ledger, you know, the background story of how he was this great flyer, just a few months before the attacks, they were out on a Cessna, threw fits, and jumped out on the runway with the thing still running because they couldn't even control it or make it work. They couldn't even get a Cessna off the ground, sir.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But then,
you know?
But then with three separate flights, they thread the needle and T-bone precisely enough.
Yeah.
Targets that I've had so many pilots walk up to me on the street and say, Alex, I fly for American, I fly for United, I fly for Southwest. We couldn't fly like that. It's ridiculous, especially the Pentagon coming in just 20 feet off the deck at full speed. I mean, everybody knows you got to slow down when you come down to the ground because the atmosphere is thicker and there's a wind shear and a pressure of air that presses down on the ground and it pushes the plane up. You got to slow down to what, like 150 miles an hour, 175 miles an hour, put your flaps up, and bring the tail down. No, it came in perfectly at 500 and something miles an hour, T-bone in the Pentagon, and I'm an Easter Bunny.
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, that's what I get at. And, of course, one of the first things I ask people is where was the wreckage of the plane from the Pentagon? We got a 125-foot wingspan, a 55-by-60 tail section, and a 40-foot hole. And I remind everybody, too, that any of the top admirals or generals, and I know what you said, but you see, most people aren't aware that they were ordered not to be able to order the shoot down. Any of the top admirals or generals can give the shoot down order, but only one man can order a stand down.
They could until 3 months before, and we have that in the new film, the official Pentagon document where Dick Cheney ordered Rumsfeld to take the authority away from NORAD and the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, great point.
Hey,
sure, Walt, what?
I want to give a location where people can get your tapes this weekend for free at a car show.
Okay, where's that going to be?
Wyandotte County Fairgrounds, Saturday only. Come get all of Alex Jones' tapes for free. I've got about 60 of them recorded.
Good job, Walt. Keep it up, my friend. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls, more news.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the second half of the last hour, I'm going to spend about 30 minutes on the structure of the New World Order, how they gain control of this country and what their future plans are, and hopefully some tactics to try to stop them. But we're going to continue going to your calls right after I cover some news here for a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Before I jump into the news and the latest analysis on Patriot Act 2 and where that legislation is right now in secret committee, let's get one of the callers that's been holding for a while out of the way. Chris in Illinois, welcome, Chris.
Hi, I just called and then I called back. I have an idea, and you're going to think I'm nuts.
Well, sir, I'm going to let you go. We only have callers on one time per show, and I guess this isn't calling in with another name or something. I thought, or perhaps it's the same name. That's why I thought we hadn't gone to a call that had been there for 30 minutes. Again, my friends, you get one call per day, and because if I sit there and let somebody call back in, I'm never going to get to all of the callers. All right? In fact, I probably shouldn't even be going to calls until I finish all this news, but I always do enjoy taking your calls, 1-800-259-9231. And again, if I sound a little bit different, I'm not going down some digital computer lines from my studio in Austin, Texas. I'm up here in Burnsville, Minnesota. I'm up here at the headquarters of the GCN Radio Network. Oh, by the way, that little clip, 20-minute clip from my TV show, my hour-long TV show that I did Wednesday night, where I interviewed Darth Vader and Darth Sidious, that is now up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I draw the parallels and analogy between the plot of the film, where the Emperor, who's the Chancellor, is carrying out terror attacks to blame them on the enemy that he really controls as a way to centralize power. And the reason I've written an article between those parallels with Star Wars and reality, you're either with me or against me, as Darth Vader says to Obi-Wan Kenobi, is because the mainstream media finally is drawing those parallels. And literally hundreds of articles that I've seen, and people have been calling and saying that they're drawing the parallels on television. But they're only drawing the parallels between the Iraq war and a false threat as a pretext. They're not drawing the parallels between dark secret societies, the occult. They're not drawing parallels between just a lot of other key issues. That's why I've written this article and also done this hilarious, I think it's funny, spoof piece. So you're welcome to watch that and then call in with your reviews of it. Okay, before I get into Patriot Act 2 and my analysis that I wrote a couple of years ago and the latest developments there, let me just give you today's backdrop on the police state. I can only cover a fraction of these articles. There's so many of them. Pastor who bought books online got FBI filed. And they put these reports out to have a chilling effect and scare people away from knowledge and information. He's a Christian pastor. Kentucky Courier-Journal. Raymond Payne first learned that the FBI might be interested in him when he tried to cross the border into Canada last fall for some sightseeing. Payne, who was a pastor in Meade Memorial United Methodist Church in Russell in eastern Kentucky, said he and his wife were stopped by the Canadian Border Patrol and questioned for about 90 minutes. The Canadians told the Paynes that he was the subject of an FBI file. He said in a telephone interview Wednesday that that bothered him. He said because he was never been charged with a crime or been politically active. Well, why should he be in a file if he's politically active? But Payne now thinks that internet book ordered that he placed after September 11, 2001 terror attacks, some reading material about Islam and several copies of the Quran for his congregation's comparative studies of religions may tie into the agency's interest. Oh, absolutely. I want to know if that file exists, and if so, why? I want to know why, Payne said. If it was because I ordered some books on the internet, then that seems to be a very disturbing thing. Yeah, I heard a talk show host that I was arguing with just yesterday in Austin. I was on a show, and Bob Cole, Cavehead, and he's going, well, we need to be able to. He said this before I even got on air. I was driving into the studio. He said, we need to be able to have the FBI look at all your library records because why somebody, a terrorist, might write something in a book and then we need to know what he wrote in the margin of the book. The FBI used that example. Or what people are checking out. I mean, it's ridiculous while the Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down. I mean, it doesn't hold two drops of water. It's unbelievable. But look, regardless of what happened with this case, look at all the members of Congress who can't fly. Look at all the people. They now have a criminal and an anti-terror database. There's hundreds of thousands on both of these lists. People who haven't been convicted of a crime who are, quote, on crime watch list. If a check-cashing place or anybody cashes their check, they can get hundreds of thousands of dollars of fines or several years in prison. And that has actually even been in the news, that a lot of check cashing places and other places are just shutting down, saying we've read the Patriot Act 1 compliance rules and there's no way to comply with this. Just type Patriot Act compliance into a search engine and literally tens of thousands, if not more, links will pop up with how businesses can follow the new rules. When you call to get a prescription for anything, it could be a diaphragm, it could be steroid cream for a skin infection, it could be prescription strength ibuprofen, anything. It instantly is uploaded into federal and state databases. And now I've got a stack of reports here where the federal government is running around all over the country, federally funding the states to set up their own databases that really double as federal databases. Here's an article today out of ABC News. Cashless society, wave and pay with a wireless credit card. And the comment, I guess this is from Paul Watson, he wrote this on PrisonPlanet.com, above the article, isn't it amazing, but some would say not surprising, that the very founders of the debit-based phony fiat money system at Federal Reserve, Chase and J.P. Morgan, are the forefront of the cashless society B system. Remember in 2005, the chip is embedded in your credit card. By 2010, it may well be embedded in your hand. Oh, the convenience. And the article starts, in this week's Cyber Shake, we take a look at the new credit card system that lets customers pay for things with a simple wave. And you've all seen this at the Tiger Marts, and McDonald's is doing this in some areas. We have a little keychain. But this is in the card itself. Plus, we track how Tiger, Apple's new operating system software, is doing in the wild world of Mac users. And then it goes into how you just don't even have to pull your wallet out. It just instantly scans your chip. And on Thursday, Chase Bank announced a new payment system called Blink that the company believes could offer the speed of paper with the convenience of plastic. The new technology is essentially a credit card embedded with a radio frequency identification device, or RFID microchip, that contains encoded data. To pay for a purchase, consumers merely wave the card at the store's register, and an RFID terminal wirelessly reads the card's data to process the payment. Thomas O'Donnell, Senior Vice President of Chase's Card Services, says that since consumers don't have to hand over their cards to employers, we think we have found a way with Blink to make that checkout faster. So you see this whole transformation taking place. And under the new Homeland Security Real ID Act, the feds are going to put chips through federal standardization of driver's license into all the driver's license and ID cards, and this will all begin in earnest. And that starts by law in 2 years. They're going to start phasing it in now. Already a lot of states already have these chips embedded. Meanwhile, again, the border's been ordered to stand down, the Border Patrol. Meanwhile, who is the FBI really worried about? Who do they say the biggest threat is? Here's the headline out of the Globe and Mail out of Canada. FBI calls animal rights activists worst terror threat. And yes, they have burned down, I don't know, scores of times laboratories. No one's ever been hurt, thank God, that I know of. Environmental activists spike trees. That has killed people when they're chainsawing through them. It is criminal behavior, criminal mischief. And if somebody gets hurt, it's manslaughter. We do have problems with this. There's been a few cases of SUVs being torched or spray-painted and some houses burned down. New homes were being built. Thank God no one was in them. In Long Island. But to say that it's the worst threat, and see how they're widening the terror net. And conservatives hear this and go, good, charge them with terrorism. Meanwhile, the real handbooks, the real training for police and the FBI and others is that it's evil conservatives. They're the ones that have to be dealt with. FBI calls animal rights activists worst terror threat. Environmental and animal rights activists who have turned to arson and explosives are the nation's top domestic terrorism threat, an FBI official told the U.S. Senate committee on Wednesday. Groups such as Animal Liberation Front, the Earth Liberation Front, and Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty way out in front in terms of damage and number of crimes, said John Lewis, the FBI's Deputy Assistant Director for Counterterrorism. There is nothing else going on in this country over the last several years that is racking up the number of violent crimes and terrorist actions, Mr. Lewis said. And the AFL says on its website that its small, anonymous group of people take direct action against animal abuse by resurrecting animals, rescuing animals, and causing financial loss to animal exploiters. Now, let's just stop right there. Folks, I am against the so-called animal rights movement. I mean, they don't want you having leather shoes. They don't want you eating beef or poultry. They don't want you eating fish. They say mackerel is worth more than newborn babies. That's one of the animal rights leaders. They're at Princeton. I mean, they're out of control. And the media supports them and acts like they're good at that level. I even hear Paul Harvey, you know, constant animal rights propaganda. But I am against abusing animals. I mean, I think the monkeys with the wires in their heads at UT and all over the country, that's really abusive and bad. I think a lot of this stuff that's going on is really out of control. And that really does show how terrorism's almost non-existent, that the biggest threat are a few instances a year of a house getting burned down or a car getting burned. And that's bad, but I don't know if you'd call it terrorism. because under terrorism, your rights to due process are stripped, and I'm against that happening to anybody. We'll get into more calls and the Patriot Act, too, when we get back. Stay with us.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metals holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. We'll go to Skunk and Kenneth and Dale and Bob and Nick. It'd be nice to have some women call in. You never know. Some days you'll have all women call in, but most of the time it's men. I think about 80% of the time. What would you say, John? About 80% of the time? Women, I mean men, I always like to get the female perspective on things, like women in the military. It's really being promoted now by Lord Bush, but there's a bill in Congress that claims it would restrict it, but really doesn't. Puts them into more combat roles than ever before. But I guess that's okay because Bush is supposedly conservative and everything's all right. We can all go back to sleep now. Coming up, after I take some calls, I will get into Patriot Act 2 and really Patriot Act 2.5, you should call it, because they've already passed some of it. Now it's in a secret committee right now, and I want to go over some of the actual subsections that are in this bill. But right now, I'm going to go very quickly to your call, Skunk in Missouri. Skunk, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted to fly a kite to you real quick. I caught something on the news last night that, it bothered me and concerned me. It was about Six Flag Parks. I didn't catch the entire news broadcast on it, but they were saying something to the effect that they were going to be scanning people's IDs to weed out sex offenders in the parks to protect the children. My thought is if this is true, and I mean I caught it from a major news agency, a CBS News local here in Kansas City. My question is how long, if this is true, how long before, you know, they scan your ID and on your way out of the park you're getting picked up for parking tickets? You're getting picked up, you know.
Oh, I totally agree. No, this has been the plan all along, and I have heard that in other areas, other businesses, and it'll be grocery stores, it'll be malls. They're now, this morning at about 6 a.m., I had the radio on here in Minnesota, about 7 a.m., and I was listening, and it was all about how they're going to be basically scanning and checking IDs of young people, won't be able to go to the malls, teenagers unattended. And again, it all sounds reasonable, but it all gets us used to basically living in this type of scenario where everything's like the airports. And the FBI said last year they want all malls with a checkpoint where everyone's ID is checked and where cameras take digital photos of everyone coming into the malls. So that's already past the sex offenders. But see, they pick an unsavory group that 99.999% of us hate, you know, that we all find despicable, and go, let's take their rights, and then see, it's going to be used against everybody. Oh, we're going to put bracelets for life around the sex offenders. How about keep them in jail for life? No, we're going to release them, but now we're going to put bracelets around them. But then it's going to be everybody else for any other crime. And I know that Disneyland, Disney World, I know that another big chain, SeaWorld, the Anheuser-Busch parks, I know that they hand scan you. I mean, I got video of this myself at their parks. This is going in everywhere. Thousands of school districts, again, thumb scan to get school lunches, no cash allowed. So a really great point, Skunk. Skunk, why don't you email that to Paul Watson? Go to prisonplanet.com and email that particular story to the webmaster or tips@infowars.com, and we'll get that posted.
Absolutely. I will take care of that this afternoon. Thanks a lot, Alex. Have yourself a fine weekend.
Thank you, Skunk. And let's talk to Kenneth in Rhode Island, the Rogue Island. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, welcome. I just wanted to say that why can't people figure out what exactly is going on in this world? I mean, it's like you try to explain to people at work, I'm not saying to people at work what's going on with the New World Order. They look at me like they have two heads. I don't understand that.
You're saying government should be watched. You're saying government shouldn't be totally trusted. You're crazy. I suggest you go read the Declaration of Independence to them and then say, is this not what's happening here in America today?
Yeah, and then I explain this to them, and then it's like they want to attack me. It's like,
That's because deep down, look, if what you were saying wasn't true, they wouldn't get upset. But it's the fact that they engage you deep down. They know that something's wrong with the world. And look, it's not everybody. I mean, maybe in your corner of the world that's happening, but major polls show the majority don't trust the media. They don't trust the government. People know they're being lied to. Almost everybody I talk to knows what's going on. You will find little conclaves or little areas of idiots, and I suggest not wasting your time. Move on to people that want to hear the truth, that want to know what's really going on.
Yeah, it's one thing I realized, too, that sometimes some of the people that may be explaining this to, they may be involved with the New World Order.
Lot of them aren't. No. The main thing is most people aren't involved, quote, you know, actively, consciously with the New World Order. They just feel like they're part of the system. They believe in the system because they're good people. They're not evil, they think. So you're calling the system evil. You're calling them evil. Thanks for the call. It's like that police chief I interviewed last week. I re-aired it yesterday. The county chief there in Bergen County, New Jersey, and he goes, yeah, I am the government. I'll take a chip. I've taken a chip. And he goes, I don't care if the government makes us take chips. You know, that's a good thing. I mean, it's just this craziness. All right, we'll come back, and we'll get into Patriot Act 2, and we'll get into more of your calls after a quick little 5-minute special guest He's going to be joining us in studio. I'm looking at him right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we got more calls from Rhode Island, Florida, Canada, all over the place. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. We got a little mini guest coming in here for a second. I'm honored to have in studio with us. And then I'm going to get a little bit into Patriot Act 2, some of the key subsections, then back to your calls and a bunch of other key news items. The toll-free number, again, is 1-800-259-9231. And I will get to this article. Placing Mexican flag above Old Glory, Mexican flag flies in Oregon employment office. Very, very interesting, and just gives you an illustration of who's really driving and pushing this whole agenda of destroying our national sovereignty. But about a week and a half ago, I said, you know, I haven't been up to the GCN Radio Network. I've been up here a couple other times before, even had a chance to go fishing with Ted Anderson up on the Canadian border one time when I spent almost a week down here. But I thought, you know, I haven't been up there in about a year and a half or almost 2 years. I better get up there and see those guys. So I got some plane tickets and got in last night, and Ted picked me up. We went and saw the cheesy Star Wars. And then I got a couple hours sleep, 3 or 4 hours sleep last night, and I'm up and at 'em. And so is Ted right here in the cockpit of the mothership. Ted, before we get into some important information, why don't you tell folks your your review, as I say it in my drawl, of Star Wars 3, because there's been all these parallels with the Empire and the government. That's why we're talking about it. And your review of Revenge of the Sith last night.
Well, honestly, Alex, I was let down a little bit. I really enjoyed the first Star Wars movie when it came out when I was a kid, and then some of the subsequent ones weren't quite as exciting, but this one here I just didn't think it was quite up to snuff. I think that George Lucas could have done a little better job.
I mean, incredible special effects, great plot. It's the plot I like. Government-sponsored terrorism, secret societies controlling things. You know, Darth Vader goes in there and sacrifices all these children. And Lucas says he's modeling this after secret societies, you know, off the Nazis and others. That's why it resonates. But it was like an after-school special. I mean, I've been in two pretty big movies. And so I know a little bit about acting. Of course, I just get to play myself. And I just did a little imitation of the Emperor and Darth Vader. Frankly, my imitation of the Emperor was better than the Emperor if you go to Infowars.com and watch it. And I'm not tooting my horn. I don't think I did a very good job. I mean, the Emperor in the first Star Wars films was a lot better than this. This is, Lucas has made $10 billion off this. And really, I think it's only the plot that sells it, Ted. I mean, I think the biggest problem was, Ted, they shot all three of these in 2 years, about 4 years ago. People don't know that. On blue screens, and then put in all the computer animation around them. So the people just basically shot three films in a row, I guess one take or something. It was ridiculous. Actors I know who are good in other films were no good in this film. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, yeah, and there's just a couple parts where I just thought, you know, this doesn't seem very realistic. You could tell that it was just an act, and I wasn't drawn into it. And I was kind of hoping to be so, because it was such a workup and a build up to the plot, you know, to the point that movie's coming out. I know that people were dressed up. It was a big deal up here. And then I got in there, and it's like, oh, darn it. Well, anyways, I still enjoyed it, but I got to say, I was kind of hoping for a little more punch.
And again, on the record, the only reason I'm talking about this is because it's such a societal phenomenon, and by writing an article about it, by doing a little spoof I did on the TV show about it, a lot of young people and other Star Wars geeks, and boy, it's geeky, folks, who are drawn to this will then run across the New World Order and see the parallels. But the reason you're in here, and I drug you in here, Ted, because you have done such a great job funding this network, letting me get up here and say and do whatever I want, frankly, about zero feedback, which I think is wonderful. First time ever I've seen this. I heard Jack Blood on air talking about that yesterday. The only problem is there really is no feedback. I mean, you let us do what we want, and I always appreciate it. It's my show. So I said, hey, it's my show, Ted. Get in here, because I'm looking at buying some gold. I bought gold from Ted three times, substantive for me, buys. And even mainstream media has to admit, and financial planners, that 10% of your liquid assets should be in gold. So about 10% of my meager assets are in bullion and in some collectible coins. And you've got a deal on some collectible coins that are pretty near bullion prices. I've even bought some of these from you in the past, Ted. And I bought gold, I don't know, 5 years ago from you. And that gold I bought is roughly up about, I don't know, 70%. It's almost doubled. I could go sell the gold right now, but I haven't done that. And while I'm here, I intend to buy a few coins from you. But, I mean, it's right here in stock, folks. So this is the, in its little collector's case. And this one I grabbed is $18.98. And it's a United States of America $20. But you've got some that are even older here, Ted. How much are these, and why are these such a good deal?
Well, first of all, usually these are $20 Liberties, and usually when you're buying $20 Liberties, you get them and they're loose. They're not sonically sealed in holders. These have all been authenticated. We had a group of coins, 97 of them to be exact, is what I'm sitting on inventory, sitting in my safe right here ready to ship for you guys. What they are is they're $20 Liberties, and they're the coin that was used back in the 1800s. As a matter of fact, when Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson and all these guys that were formulated, well, Andrew Jackson didn't formulate the Constitution, but Thomas Jefferson and the people that were involved with that, they said that the coins, you know, that the money would be coined in gold and silver. They first issued a $10 gold piece at that time. They called it the Eagle Coin. Back in the
and back then we didn't really have inflation, Ted. I mean, I'm sitting here holding. Imagine being paid in gold. Imagine the good old days.
Yep, that's what it is. I mean, it's a $20 gold piece. Actually, that was paid. You know, there was like a week's, or in many cases, a month's salary is sitting right here in my hand. This is a real $20 gold piece, and I just happened to grab one off the stack. This one is a 1904. I can grab another one off the stack, 1898. I mean, could you imagine that? I mean, this could have went to a Civil War veteran. I mean, we're talking about the people that really, really had something going in this country. And back, you know, nowadays you can't, you know, a $20 bill won't buy you a $20 gold piece anymore. A $20 bill, you can't even have a penny made out of copper because a dollar.
Well, I mean, a car 10 years ago that cost $15,000 is like $28,000 now. And the news tells us there's no inflation when oil prices have doubled. And now the Bilderberg Group and even the Financial Times of London and others are saying that gold, not gold, oil could double in price at the wellhead again. And all the experts are saying if that happens, gold is going to skyrocket.
Well, there's, you know, there's a lot of people that wonder whether whether if their gold is authentic and whether if it's a counterfeit or not. You can take your gold pieces and send them into some of these professional services. The service that I'm talking about right here is the Numismatic Guarantee Corporation. And they take those coins and they actually sonically seal them into a holder and they guarantee the authenticity. Usually when you're picking up $20 liberties, like I said, they're loose and they're not sonically sealed. Usually for this particular piece, you wouldn't put the money into it because of the cost involved in getting that coin. This particular group came back from a customer that was selling. Like I said, I've got 97 in the safe there. All sealed in the holders. They're $20 liberties, and they're $673 a coin. And let me tell you something. That's a really good buy, Alex. These things in this particular grade were up there in that $900 to $1,200 range last time gold ran up. We are having gold. We're experiencing that right now. We all know the dollar is going to lose purchasing power over the long run here.
It's already lost 40% plus.
Yeah, exactly. And this is just such a great way to get them.
And that substantively increases the value, having them sealed and having them certified by one of the most respected groups out there, Ted. And also, unlike bullion, these are not trackable by the government, correct?
No, that's right. And, you know, as a matter of fact, the Krugerrands, the Maple Leafs, and that type of thing, they fall right into that executive order.
The French coins.
Yeah, the French coins are another one. It's the 60-45 ruling is the problem. You get into that revenue ruling, and you have to turn over Social Security numbers.
There's that all goes into the tracking database. These don't.
Yeah, exactly. This is a nice private way to have them. In addition to this, like I said, they're sonically sealed. And I really, truly recommend if you want to get into gold, this is a great way to get going. And now's the time to do it because we have a little bit of a back off in price. Last time gold hit 316, it was at $345 an ounce within just about a matter of a month. And here we are right now sitting in a situation again where you have this opportunity to pick things up at the prices they are. And I really...
Ted, I buy when it goes down a little bit, but I don't sell when it goes up. I just keep a little bit of gold I've got.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Alex, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep your money sitting in cash? Is that a very good place? I mean, we've already seen the purchasing power of our cash drop about 50% when it comes to buying a gallon of gasoline, right?
And the euro almost 4 years ago was at 89%, 88%, and now it's at $1.30, so that's an over 40%, 41%, 42% decrease in the value of the dollar.
And deficit spending here in the United States is going to
That makes me mad. I mean, I've got two little bank accounts that have got a little bit of money I've been saving for my children's college, and I don't appreciate it being devalued by 40%.
Yeah, I tell you the truth, Alex, I don't think a person can trust, especially with your children's ages, you just cannot be in cash and expect that money is going to be worth something, you know, 15, 20 years from now for college. I mean, that's an unrealistic expectation.
I know Jack Brownrigg up here told the story about how back in the 80s he bought all this gold cheap and they had the crash and it quadrupled in price and he put everybody through college on that.
Well, that's the thing. And now's the time to be doing it. We all can see the handwriting on the wall. But really, truly...
Why should I want some dirty money printed by the Federal Reserve? I mean, I think I'll keep my cash. I don't think I'll get any gold, Ted.
Well, obviously that's not a very good idea, especially since the fact that people continue to go into debt further.
But I like this old $20 bill I got in my hand, crusty, and got a tracker strip in it. I mean, Why should I not get rid of that for real gold? I mean, gold's not good. Gold's Al-Qaeda.
Well, obviously, Alex, right now people want to know how to get these $20 gold pieces. And I just want to really encourage you. I really appreciate you listening and supporting the network. And one of the ways that you can support us is by picking up the precious metals. But they are at $673 a coin. And you can dial us at 1-800-686-2237 and just ask for the $20 liberties, the sonically sealed $20 liberties and the NGC holders. I have 97 of them.
800-686-2237. And seriously, folks, I've bought bullion, I've bought collectors. It's good to, again, to hedge that as well, to have both. From the experts I've talked to, I shopped around and found that as far as prices go with the big gold companies out there, let's say zero being the lowest and 100 being the highest, Ted was in about the 20s or 30s, and he's been here for 10 years, and he's a great guy, and he supports freedom, so I buy from Ted Anderson. You know, it's like the T-shirts I sell, my anti-New World Order T-shirts. Some of them, the extra, extra larges, cost me like $7.50 a piece. I could get them for $3 in Mexico, but I don't do that. They're made in America. And I sell it for the same price as if I bought it in Mexico. I mean, Big Berkey, made in America. Some of them are made in England, but you have the choice, the stainless steel or the American Berkey, and we predominantly promote the American Berkey, which we think is even better. I mean, we really try to walk the walk, folks. We just don't talk the talk. Give Ted Anderson's great folks a call. I'm right here in the office with them. They're great people. I'm holding the gold. I'm hitting the microphone with it right now. 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And, folks, if you ever got to flee the empire, I mean, you can carry a lot of money in gold, you know, on your person, in a money belt, whatever, and it'd be hard with that cash that may not even be accepted in other countries in the future. I mean, this is just an insurance policy, and it's also a good investment. You can trust the stock market, and you can trust the Federal Reserve notes. I personally don't own any stock. I've been given some in the past, and I sold it, you know, when people die and stuff, family members. I don't have any of that. I have a little bit of gold and a little bit of cash in the bank, and that's it. Land's another good thing to have. In the future, it's hard to liquidate that quickly. This is liquid, portable, and private, 800-686-2237. And I appreciate you staying with us during this important financial news. Ted Anderson, just in 60 seconds, because I appreciate you coming in here with us. I want to get into the Patriot Act, too, and then into all the calls. In 60 seconds, tell us about the Internet streams. Most networks don't even offer free streams. We do. But to pay for the bandwidth and to do all this, we do have a subscription service for those that want the archives and the higher bitrate quality that listen online. How do folks do that, Ted?
Well, it's easy. You go to GCNlive.com. There are two buttons up there. There's one button to be just listening to the archives, and then there's another button to listen to the streaming. Soon we'll have podcasting as well for those of you who like that particular thing. But you just go to GCNlive.com, look at the top of the page. You'll see the buttons there. Or if you would like to, if you're one of those people that pay with a credit card and you just simply would like to have copies of the shows, that kind of thing, which, by the way,
a whole month on MP3.
I mean, you get in one entire month on a CD when you get it. I mean, you can go through an entire month and listen to it. It's really a great
60
value.
Hours.
Yep, it's $19.95. It's just a really great way
and
to
again,
get
folks, I don't get a red cent for plugging that. I believe in this network, and I know for a fact Ted, in 6 years, has put his heart, his soul, everything into this network, and we're just starting to crest, just starting. Every year we double our audience, but it's reaching a geometric level. We're having such an effect, but we need the capital to fight the New World Order. Give them that number, Ted.
Well, it's 877-300-7645. If you want to just call in and order the thing, that's perfectly fine. Otherwise, you can go to the website, the GCN Live stream, and or GCN Live.
Give that number out again, Ted.
The 800 number is, I'll go a little slower, it's 877-300-7645. And once again, you can get an entire month of any program that's aired here on GCN, and it's all packed together on one CD, and you get to learn.
All right. Ted, thanks for coming on with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. And again, folks, I don't spend a lot of time on this, but it's really important. So I call Ted in here. We do this every few months because, I mean, they really do a great job, and he's an admirable fella, and the staff up here is really great, and the service is wonderful. And they support freedom. I mean, who else brings you the guest that we're bringing you? Who else brings you the stories? Who else analyzes the propaganda? Who else gives you a chance to get on air and talk about whatever you want, as long as it's basically not government ops stalking of this program? We do, ladies and gentlemen. Ted, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Now, I know we got loaded phone lines. I understand that. We don't have any other guests today, and we've got an hour and 12 minutes, or an hour and 11 minutes, roughly, to be able to cover all this other news and information. But I want to tell you where the Patriot Act is right now. To try to cut through some of the confusion, there's Patriot Act 1, there's Patriot Act 2 that have been introduced, then there's Victory Act 1 and 2. They've passed large sections of Patriot Act 2. Of course, Patriot Act 1 was passed in full in late 2001. After years of denying Patriot Act 2, they're trying to pass it, but they're being very sneaky. They're calling it reauthorizing Patriot Act 1. If you read the subsection provision in Patriot Act 1, it is on some little tertiary issues that are window dressing, mean nothing. All the key provisions, Section 215, 213, sneak and peek, Section 802, saying all misdemeanor acts are terrorism, or any action that endangers human life but is a violation of any federal or state law. All of that stuff is codified in this, and they're going to now try to, in the name of reauthorizing Patriot Act 1, because the terrorist threat doesn't expire, you hear Bush say, quote, strengthen it. And that means radically expand it. And, you know, they have hearings about wildlife refuges and hearings about the militia and hearings about, National Pig Day, National Pork Day. I mean, all these ridiculous hearings. But they're not allowing public hearings on the Patriot Act. They're not allowing it. They're having secret committee hearings saying for security reasons. And it's in the Intelligence Committee right now in the Senate, and they're going to tag it on to some big fat spending or military bill. It's very, very serious. And so I wanted to go over some of the provisions that are in Patriot Act 2 that have not yet passed, that finally the mainstream media is reporting on, that they're trying to pass. And to do that, I want to go back to my analysis from 2003 when we first got the bill, and it's the same stinking bill, even worse today with the new stuff added. It's all coming up on the other side, so keep it locked in.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Imagine they'll have hearings on the most petty of issues, but they won't have hearings about the Patriot Act with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cities and multiple states throwing it out, including conservative states. Now they're having it in secret for security purposes. And then when Chris Simcox, the leader of the Minutemen, was invited by Congress to be at a press conference, Homeland Security said, no, he's not allowed into the press conference at the Capitol building for security purposes. See, they're using it for everything now. Nothing to do with terrorism. Secret Patriot Act 2 destroys remaining U.S. liberty. We've reposted this on InfoWars.com. It's the analysis I won the Project Censored Award for in 2004. Total police state takeover. The Secret Patriot Act 2 destroys what is left of American liberty. And, again, it is a very long article that I wrote, and then I went section through section in here, and look at how what I wrote a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, look at how it's mirrored by what's happening today. The secretive tactics being used by the White House and Speaker Hester to keep even the existence of the legislation secret, and see, now they admit it's there, but it's in secret committee, would be more at home in communist China than the United States. The fact that Dick Cheney publicly managed the steamroller passage of the first Patriot Act, ensuring that no one was allowed to read it and publicly threatening members of Congress that if they didn't vote in favor of it, they would be blamed for the next terror attack, is by the White House's own definition, terrorism. The move to clandestinely craft and then bully passage of any legislation by executive branch is clearly an impeachable offense. And then I went on to say the second Patriot Act, about to pass, is a mirror image of powers that Julius Caesar and Adolf Hitler gave themselves. Whereas the first Patriot Act only gutted the first, third, and fourth amendments and seriously damaged the seventh and tenth, the second Patriot Act reorganizes the entire federal government as well as many areas of state government under the dictatorial control of the Justice Department, the Office of Homeland Security, and the FEMA NORTHCOM Military Command. The Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 03, also known as the Second Patriot Act, is by its very structure the definition of a dictatorship. And we've now seen copies of the new legislation. It even expands on this. I challenge all Americans to study the new Patriot Act and to compare it to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence. 90% of the act has nothing to do with terrorism and is instead a giant federal power grab with tentacles reaching into every facet of our society. It strips American citizens of all their rights and grants the government its private agents' total immunity. And here is a quick thumbnail sketch of just some of the draconian measures encapsulated within this tyrannical legislation. And then we go into the subsections. Here's just one of them. And again, I just went right down through the bill analyzing it. A U.S. citizen engaging in lawful activities can be grabbed off the street under Section 501, thrown into a van, never to be seen again. The Justice Department states that they can do this because the person had interfered and inferred from conduct, again, inferred from conduct, not interfered, that they were not a U.S. citizen. Remember, 802 of the first Patriot Act states that any violation of federal or state law can result in the enemy combatant terrorist designation. Section 201 of the second Patriot Act makes it a criminal act for any member of the government or any citizen to release any information concerning the incarceration or whereabouts of detainees. People couldn't believe us at the time. Now it's all public news. It also states that law enforcement does not even have to tell the press who they have arrested, and they never have to release the names. Section 301 and 306 are terrorist identification databases, set up a national database of suspected terrorists and radically expand the database to include anyone associated with suspected terrorist groups and anyone involved in crimes or having supported any group designated as terrorist. These sections also set up a national DNA database for anyone on probation or who has been on probation for any crime and orders state governments to collect the DNA for the federal government. Section 312 gives immunity to law enforcement engaging in spying operations against the American people and would place substantial restrictions on court injunctions against federal violations of civil rights across the board. And you're now hearing about that in the news. Section 101 would designate individual terrorists as foreign powers and again strip them of all rights under the enemy combatant designation. We will start the third hour, I will go through the five callers that are loaded up our little phone lines, and then we will plunge back into the analysis of this draconian legislation.